Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to NWCR Radio on CNM for our 482nd edition, which I have essentially named The Poorest Excuses Come from the Left. Now, due to Good Friday, my last week's show had was rescheduled for this week. So that means that since I went to church last week for Good Friday, that means that I've actually got 2 weeks worth of stuff this week. And sadly, a lot of it is coming from New Mexico. We have God and Jesus are our only hopes that we have anymore. Americans have to wake the hell up, or we are in the process of losing our nation to socialism and communism. And one of the reasons why I keep talking about this, and hopefully people will listen to me, is that communism and socialism is what is coming in this nation. And there's all kinds of stories that I've got tonight that actually show exactly that. This week, I got my fifth badge of honor by the left, the third from YouTube, as YouTube deleted my second video in a week from their site. Why? Because I told the truth and they didn't like it. So they labeled me as putting out misinformation and they deleted my video. Now, the only misinformation on that video was the information that YouTube wants pushed in our nation. And that is the reason why we've got so much that we have to talk about here. Over the last couple of weeks, we've had headlines here in New Mexico like our tyrannical governor, MLG, dreams of New Mexico getting hooked on drug money. Now, this is exactly what she's doing. And the story that talked about this was from last week or a couple weeks ago, which is one that I was going to talk about last week, where it said on Monday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham sent out a tweet reaffirming her plan to transform New Mexico's economy from a fuel and energy-based economy with our booming oil, gas, and coal sectors, which she is in the process of shutting down, to heavily reliant on drug money from overtaxed marijuana. Now, this whole idea that she wants to do all of this, and I've been talking about this ever since she started talking about it, how she wanted to push the pot bill, how she wanted to make it so that we had to have a special session of our legislature, which is funded by the taxpayers, of course, but she had to have a special session because her pot bill didn't get passed during the regular session, so she pushed a new special session to get it passed. Well, she got it passed. So the reason why she wanted to do that is mainly because the woman has this idea that New Mexico has to get away from gas and oil, and go to pot, which essentially tells you where the state is going. But she also is doing other things that is killing this state. The latest victim of Governor Lujan Grisham's lockdown, which she, and I'll get to this one after a little bit, which she is keeping on, is from Eastern New Mexico University's men's soccer program. This was on March 27th. Then she had her special session marijuana bill that could give, that actually had loopholes in it giving minors access to the drugs, but she didn't care about that. And she wants the nation, and you know, you got to remember this here. She is in New Mexico. She is supposedly our governor here. She's a tyrannical governor, but she wants the nation to adopt New Mexico's job-killing New Green Deal. Now, anybody with the right mind would say, well, why would we want to do that? Well, we, you know, hopefully the people don't, but it keeps going on. Now the Democrats want the New Mexico taxpayers to subsidize recreational pot bill with over $7 million in funds. Okay, so that means that now we're going to be subsidizing the bill that she wants to take over gas and oil, which is already there, but she's shutting that down. Hello, bringing it. Boy, how are you today? Then, and it keeps going, folks. This is just absolutely horrible for this woman. Last Easter, she got pissed off because there were churches that stayed open, even though she said that, and this one was great, she said that homes are holy. People need to stay home from church for the Easter weekend and stay at home. Well, a bunch of churches didn't, including mine. So the Easter Sunday headline in the Pinion Post was an Easter Sunday reflection on Governor Lujan Grisham's hostility towards people of faith. And she really thinks that she's going to get herself reelected doing shit like this? I don't think so, but she keeps going. Then the next thing she did was she signed an anti-science trapping ban bill despite 19,000 plus New Mexicans exposing the measure as wrong and being against it. She still signed it. Then she, on the 7th of April, she signed a bill creating an independent redistricting commission. Now she wants to do this because Democrats always want to redistrict so that they can get rid of the conservative areas of the state and bring the Democrat areas into those conservative areas so that the conservative areas stop so much weight to push on. Then, also on the 7th of April, she signed an anti-police bill lining Brian Egolf's pockets with bankrupted local communities' funds. And she did this. She's done all of this in a couple of weeks. Then, on the 8th, she signed the Anti-Life Assisted Suicide via Lethal Drugs Bill, and all she had to say was, it is done. The woman does not know what life is all about. Then on the 9th, she rejected Congresswoman Harrell's plea for National Guard troops at the border amid the crisis. Of course she did, because she doesn't want New Mexico to be able to keep people out of it. And all of these things happened over the last couple of weeks. And then also on the 9th, Otero County, their commission rejected reopening resolution in fear of Governor MLG's wrath and lawsuits. Does this woman actually sound like somebody who is supposedly there for the people? No, she's not. She's there for herself. She wants to stick her thumb down on the bat, on the necks of New Mexicans and tell them, you have no rights here. I'm the only one with rights, and I'm the one who's going to do this to you. And then we have all these pictures of her wearing these huge silver necklaces of Azia across on her neck. Somebody needs to string her up with those things, I think. But the things that I'm looking at here, and this, like I said, this is just over the last couple of weeks. This woman has absolutely done her best to tear this whole place apart. And the bad part about it is New Mexico's already a poor state. Probably about 95% of our school's funding has come from gas and oil. Now she's shutting that down and she wants to have funding from pot to take its place, as if that will happen. The woman has absolutely no clue about what reality is, and hopefully sooner or later, someone will put her in her place. And, you know, the sad part about it is somebody like me who doesn't get that many listeners in the first place, she probably never listens to me, even though I have sent her 5 videos telling her what she's doing wrong. Of course, she probably hasn't seen them, even though they were sent directly to her office. But that's just the way it is. Welcome to the show, folks, and we're glad that you're here tonight, and we will continue in a little bit.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to see.
Show me where it said that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. One of the reasons why I'm constantly pushing on the things that I do is that with what I have noticed with what is going on in this nation, if we don't stop this, folks, I would hate to even think of what America is going to look like in about 10 years. One of the articles that I found today came from Ted Starnes, and it has a picture of a beautiful wearing a mask, and the mask says, "Jesus loves me." This third grader was told to remove her "Jesus loves me" face mask. Now, that is something that we can expect from the left, the leftists, the socialists, the communists, the leaders of our schools. But what we are also seeing is groups like the Alliance Defending Freedom group, who is fighting for this third grade girl's right to wear a "Jesus loves me" mask to public school. The problem with this whole thing is that they're talking about in this that it is viewpoint discrimination, because they're singling out Lydia Booth, who is the girl with the mask, and they singled her out in October while allowing other students to wear Black Lives Matter masks. Now, Lydia's parents told ADF that we're proud of our daughter. She wanted to express her faith. We felt like we had to stand up for her when she was told that she couldn't express her faith, like she was somehow a second-class citizen simply because she wanted to express a religious message and others a secular message. The youngster was saddened on October 13th when her principal at Simpson Central High Central School pulled her aside and told her that she could no longer wear her "Jesus Loves Me" mask, which she had worn several times. Her mom, Jennifer Booth, was told the mask violated school policy because it had the words on it, but Booth noticed it wasn't in the policy. The superintendent then told her it violated their policy banning masks with political, religious, or inappropriate symbols. Now, one of the biggest political things in our nation today is Black Lives Matter, but kids wearing those were allowed. The school allegedly changed its policy to justify the move and refused to accommodate Lydia, according to the ADF. We were forced to file a lawsuit in order to just allow this third grader to just express this positive message to the students around her that Jesus loves me. Apparently, they believe that religious messages in class or in schools are inappropriate, but they allowed other masks with all kinds of other messages on them, like Black Lives Matter and, oh, I can just leave it up to your imagination as to what was allowed. But if you allow others to express messages on their masks, you have to allow people to express religious messages. The nationally syndicated radio host Todd Starnes said the shocking part of the story was that it happened in a rural community in Mississippi. This is a great reminder that these attacks on freedom and liberty happening all over the country, not just in Berkeley, California, or in New York City, they're happening all over. And people are allowing these things, folks. They're allowing them. And why are they being allowed? Because the people are not speaking up. People who are supposed to be there to represent the people, like our tyrannical governor, MLG, don't do anything when the so-called representatives of the people don't represent the people. And most of them nowadays are not representing the people. We have, like I keep telling you, we have this tyrannical governor here in New Mexico that doesn't give a flying flip about what the people want. And she went and signed a bill that I talked about a little earlier that not almost 20,000 New Mexicans signed saying they were not for this. In New Mexico, that's a lot of people. It might not be in New York. It might not be in Wisconsin or Florida. But here in New Mexico, 19,000 people being for something, that's a lot of people. But she went ahead and signed it anyway. Didn't matter that a lot of the people were saying, no, don't do this. She didn't care. And she doesn't care. And they are going to the point where they are taking down people and telling them that they're idiots if they don't agree with them. One of the people I've talked about is Jacob Candelaria here in Albuquerque. He's a liberal Democrat that is all for abortion. And when I told him that he was supposed to be there working for the people, he told me that, no, he's not working for anybody. He's nobody's employee, that I need to learn my laws. I need to learn things because he knows what he's doing. I don't. The problem is I do know what he's doing. He's supposed to be there to represent the people, and he doesn't. He's supposed to be there to work for the people. He doesn't. He's there just to push his agendas, the things that he wants pushed, the things that he wants pushed into our lives, whether we want it or not. And that's the same thing as our tyrannical governor. And a couple of weeks ago, we had at my church, Charlie Kirk. And in his three or four messages that he gave during the 3 days he was here, he wouldn't even call her by name because she isn't worth knowing her name. She won't represent the people. She won't do anything that she's supposed to be doing. So she doesn't deserve to have her name remembered. Since he said that, I've pretty much stopped naming her myself. Because she doesn't deserve to be remembered for anything except that she is an idiot and that she doesn't work for the people, but she's being paid by us. And she's doing the same thing that they're doing in Washington, D.C. right now. They're building a fence around the people's house so the people can't even go in there anymore. And they've done the same thing up in Santa Fe. And they actually call that one the People's House, the Roundhouse, People's Roundhouse. People can't go in there anymore. And this kind of thing is happening everywhere that the Democrats are in charge. It's happening here in Santa Fe. It's happening in Washington, D.C., even though Biden didn't win the election that put him in the White House. The only thing that put him there was the fraud. He knows it. That's why he's building such a massive structure around the White House so nobody can get in. That's why they do that in all the liberal states. And the one good thing that I've been hearing is that Governor Newsom in California is getting recalled. They have an impeach MLG here in New Mexico, but I haven't been able to find it. So it's not really that well funded or that well pushed. That is what needs to be done in the United States these days. More and more people need to start falling in line and saying, okay, this is it. I'm running for office. We need to get God-fearing people into office who is not afraid to push against these Democrats. And the problem we have today is that a lot of the people that we have in the Republican Party will not push when push comes to shove. They'll push until they're shoved against, and then they back off. Thankfully, there are a few that won't. Thankfully, there are a few that will push back. And I'm glad for that. It's something that needs to be done. Even here in Albuquerque, the liberal bastion of New Mexico, they have had protests against the governor and her lockdown. She has told us that we had a three-color system for COVID. Red meant was completely locked down. Yellow meant that three-quarters of the people, or at least half the people, should be allowed to do whatever they want, go into stores, you know, up to 25% to 50% people go into stores. And then there was green, where we would open up completely. Well, what Grisham did was, when we got to the point where there were more green counties than anything else, she added another color. She added turquoise. Now, here's the great part about that. New Mexico is still locked down more than almost any state in the nation. More than three quarters of this state is turquoise now. Four counties are green. 10 counties are yellow. That's it. There's no more red, but we're still locked down. And Governor Grisham was sitting up there in Santa Fe thinking, oh, I'm God Almighty. No, she's not. She's just a moron who doesn't know what the hell she wants, except that she wants the people to follow her. She wants control over the people. And the only one who deserves that, folks, is Jesus Christ. We will be right back after these messages. Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Jose and Ramona cruising through the jungles of L.A. Hoping to promote a dream somewhere along the way. They're rolling through the streets.
Okay, we are back. In the chat room, bringing it, Boy said that there is a grassroots organization that has been working on Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution that gives the states the power to call a convention of states to propose amendments. And that is something that a lot of people don't realize is actually there, but it is. And I'm going to have to find that and get the URL out there. But it is something that we need to do. And it's the same thing as what I've been saying. It is something that we need to do as people to start running for office and not going after the big offices. Start little, start local. That is where most of the corruption is right now, is local. And he just put it out there. It's https://conventionofstates.com/resources. And that will get you to that. You can, it's something that is very, very important. It's part of the Constitution. We can do this. And most people don't even know this anymore. And, you know, one of the things that I've gotten to know, because I know my Constitution guy in California, and yes, he lives in California. He's the one who let me know about this one. And you don't hear about it that much. He put another URL in there. It's https://conventionofstates.com. And those will get you to where you need to go. But these are things that need to be done, folks. We have to start running for office. We have to start trying to take back the local municipalities, turning them from liberal, which Albuquerque is, to America loving. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be conservative, but it does have to be there for America. And America is one of the things in this nation right now that is really going to hell in a handbasket, is the fact that most of the people don't know that they can run for office. And he also says that we have 14 states who have passed the resolution proposal through their state legislature. And I think Indiana was one of them that did that, because I know that they were talking about that when I was still living there. I know New Mexico isn't, because New Mexico is one of those states that's just as liberal as can be, even though if you look at the state map after the election, a whole two-thirds of the state, all the way from just below Albuquerque all the way to the bottom, was red. But that's not where the voters were. And that's where a lot of these states have their problems. Like California, you go to the interior part of California, it's mostly red. It's all along the coast that it's blue. And it's like with same thing with Washington. Washington all along the coast, and with Oregon all along the coast, is red or blue. But you go inland from there and you start getting more red. And that's the way a lot of states are. It's like New Mexico. The only parts of New Mexico that are even blue is Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Taos, the bigger cities, and they're all in the north part of the state. You got a couple down in the south part, but for the most part, they're not liberal down there, because they know that they have stuff That's where the oil in this state comes from. They know that it's needed. They know that the governor's shutting it down. And Bringing It Boy says, our legislation calls for a convention of states limited to proposing amendments to the Constitution of the United States that impose fiscal restraints on the federal government, limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government, and limit the terms of office and its officials and for members of Congress. And these are all things that you've heard people in the conservative side of the spectrum talking about. Limited government. Limit the terms of office for the officials. You don't hear this from the Democrats. They want to be in office. They want to sit there and die in office like Ted Kennedy did. And it's like Bringing It Boy says, it's not a left or a right thing. It's a rein in of out of control power to limit the power of government. And that's exactly right. I know Democrats who pretty much believe the same way I do. There's not many of them, but they're there. In this state, it's very black and white. If you're a Democrat, you agree with our tyrannical governor. If you're Republican, you don't. And that's just the way this state is. But not all states are that way. And what we have to start doing, folks, is start doing what is our responsibility to limit and rein in the out-of-control power of our government. And it's getting more and more out of control all the time. Every time I turn around, I'm seeing something new from the government saying, oh, like Biden right now. He's trying to get rid of the Second Amendment. I think that would be a mistake on his part. But he doesn't care. He's trying to get rid of the Second Amendment. That's what he wanted to do. And then on top of that, when he shut down the building of the wall, that was something that legally he couldn't do. The money was already allocated for that. But he shut it down anyway. Now he's starting to find out that maybe that was a mistake. He's starting to think, they're starting to talk about starting up to fill in the gaps where the wall isn't. I don't know if that'll happen, not from the Democrats, but it's nice to hear that they're actually thinking about it. And it's like Bringing It Boy says, it's not a left or right thing. It's actually a right or wrong thing. We have to start reining in our government, because our government is not doing us any right at the moment. They're doing everything they can to destroy the way that this country was founded. And Bringing It Boy says, right now the Supreme Court interpreted law is 4,000 pages thick. Have any of you read a book that's even 1,000 pages? How many people have read something like that? It's like Nancy Pelosi was saying, remember when Obama was president, she said, we have to pass it so we can know what's in it. Why? Because there's so many pages to the laws that they try to pass that nobody can sit down and read it before they want to pass it. And that's this whole thing. You know, it's like he said, right now, the Supreme Court interpreted law is 4,000 pages thick. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights combined is a little over 3,000 words long. So our country is operating under Supreme Court law, not the Constitution. And the Constitution would be so much easier to follow because it's only about a little over 3,000 words. Whereas the law books that the Supreme Court interprets law with is over 4,000 pages. How can anyone hold their interest on anything that's that long? You can't, and that's what the politicians in Washington rely on. That's what Nancy Pelosi was relying on when she said, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. Of course, you'll find out what's in it then because it's law. They'll come down on you for breaking whatever it is, even though you don't know what it was. And it's just like was said in the chat room, the difference from pages to words is huge. That's why when they push a law, they will never just, if they go after a law and they say like for pot legalization, a law to pass pot into being legalized could be done in 2 pages, if not less. But the way they do it is they'll take, okay, we're going to try and pass pot into law. So that means we've got to add all of this other stuff to it that the people won't even know is there. And we'll pass the pot bill. And then we'll also pass all this other stuff too that people don't even know. That's how they work in Washington. That's how they work in Santa Fe. That's how they work in New York City. That's how they work in Michigan and all these other states in California. They'll push all these bills that have all kinds of things in them that has absolutely nothing to do with what the bill is named for. Like right now, New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District is not even listed on the Democrats' 2022 target list, and it should be if the Democrats were actually really interest in that, but they're not. They know that they've got a tyrannical governor here in this state who will do whatever they want her to do. And if she passes a bill for something, you can be 100% sure that there's going to be many other things in this bill. And nope, I'm not kidding. That's exactly what's going on here. Let me see if I can open up that article because the 2nd Congressional District is Republican. And you would think that with that, 2020 Republican Congresswoman Yvette Harrell decisively won back New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District after far-left Democrat Xochitl Torres-Small held the seat for 2 years following a mysterious absentee ballots appearing just in time to swing the vote in her favor in 2018. Now, Harrell is a Republican, and she's one of the few in this state that is actually a Republican. She's actually fighting for New Mexicans. She's fighting for border security. She's fighting for everything that our governor is not. And she's in trouble for it. She has been down to the border about 3 or 4 times already with Republicans who are down there. Our governor hasn't been there one time. And the governor of this state has a border along with Mexico. But our governor hasn't been there. Yvette Harrell has been, and yes, they are rare, especially here in New Mexico. I don't think Albuquerque has got one single Republican. but we need to get some. I'm even thinking about running for office here in Albuquerque. As soon as I can get myself registered to vote here, which is kind of in limbo right now because I'm still trying to get my driver's license out of Indiana. But New Mexico has been a liberal bastion for probably about 30 years now. Before that, we had a governor that was Republican, and we had some Republicans in the Senate and the legislature here. And they're finally starting to come back. But they are being pushed down constantly by the Democrats. And then this whole thing about Otero County's commission deciding that they're not going to reopen because they fear Governor MLG's wrath and lawsuits. They shouldn't have to fear her, but they do. She actually got in trouble here in the state about 2 months ago because she was dining with her family, eating $235 a pound beef while New Mexico was locked down. And she's probably had lunch or cocktails with your governor. I wouldn't doubt it. I really would not doubt it. But the thing that really has caught my attention on this whole thing is that right now we have the Biden DHS budget has more money in it for migrants and lawyers, no money for the wall, accelerates migrants' movement into American jobs, and then we have our governor. Our state sits right on that border. You would think that she would stop and think about it. Now, wait a minute here. We can't lose the jobs that New Mexicans have to people coming in, but she don't care about that. They've even caught a few terrorists coming over the border over the past week, but she doesn't care about that. No, that doesn't mean a damn thing to her because that fits her agenda. And it's like Bringing It Boy says, if they don't stand up for themselves, who will? And I've been saying this in all of my updates over the past almost month now. As long as the people of the United States keep allowing all of this mayhem to continue, it's just going to get worse. And I've noticed that here in New Mexico, people are starting to rise up. People are getting sick and tired of what's going on. Here in Albuquerque, they had demonstrations a couple of weeks ago. They want the governor to open up the state like she said she would. She said if the state mostly got to green, that she would open up the state. Well, she didn't. We mostly got the green. She made a new color. Now most of the state is that new color, which means we should be opened up. But she won't do it because she likes the control. And it's like Bringing It Boy says, there is a price for liberty. A big cost today and pay maintenance, small fee later. This is something that we have to learn, folks, and I do this on my updates every day. Freedom is not free. It never has been. It never will be. And if you want to be free here in America, we need to rise up. We need to start fighting back. We need to start fighting back. One of the things that I'm really proud of here in New Mexico is my church, Legacy Church, has made a big name for themselves because they opened up the first week. Governor Lujan Grisham said, okay, we need to close down for the because we're not sure what this virus is. My church closed that week. They opened right back up again. But my pastor has been saying that was the biggest mistake he ever made was to close the church. You know, we are catching California fever to stand up and make voices heard. Yeah, yes, that's something that I've been watching for a long time because I've got friends who live in California. Longest friends that I've known for the longest period of time is Douglas V. Gibbs, and he teaches Constitution classes in California, and he's actually started to move north. He's gone into Oregon. He's gone into Washington. He's gone into Idaho, Montana, and he's teaching Constitution classes. I'd like him to come here to New Mexico. We could probably use it. And I told him that, and he says, well, why don't you do it? And I've thought about that, because living in my apartment complex, we have a room where you can gather people in, and you can have meetings in there. And I thought, well, this would be great. I could use this room for the meetings. Well, can't do that because the governor closed us down. That room is still closed. Our swimming pool is still closed, except for during the days when the office is open. And they're open from 8 until 4:30. Well, my wife works from 8 until 5. So she never gets to swim. And then on the weekends, the manager is gone, so the swimming pool is closed. So we can't even swim on the weekends. And all I can say is it's about damn time we're starting to catch the fever to try and bring back our liberties. And it's like bringing it, boy, it says, how can you be a believer and then be afraid of a virus and government? Sadly, many churches did not have the faith and they closed. Sadly, most of the churches here in Albuquerque are still closed. I think there were only two that were open, my church and one other. And that one other has kind of buckled under the pressure. My church was fined twice for $5,000. So they've been fined $10,000. So what my church do? They turned around and sued the government of New Mexico. Because the government of New Mexico, or any other state for that matter, does not have the right to close down churches. And the sad part about it is the church is closed. The church I went to last year, they're still closed. And when they do open up, they have their pews blocked off. So you can only go to like every third one. And then you can't. And then they have them blocked off down the middle. So only so many people can get in on one side. If you're not part of a family, then you'll be the only one sitting in that pew. And I got tired of that. I go to the Legacy Church, the one that I go to now, that place is usually packed. People cramped in there. They've got probably 1,000 seats in there. And on a good day, they have close to every one of them filled. And nobody there wears a mask. I've seen people walk in with them. And then when you leave, you have the city cops sitting out there directing traffic because there's so many of us in there. And it's a great thing. I love it. Bringing it, boy, says Trump signed executive order saying churches should open. States governments made it hell for churches to operate. And they did that here. The churches, for the most part, were scared to death to do what they were what their constitutional rights were. They didn't want to do it because they didn't want to get in trouble with the government. They didn't want to get fined. And my pastor's sitting there saying, they can fine me all I want. I'm not going to pay them. And he's had Christians come up to him and say, well, just pay it. Get it over with. Just pay it. And he says, no, I ain't going to do it. I pay it, and that shows them they're right, I'm wrong. They're not right, and I'm not wrong. He won't pay it. And I'm saying, yay, way to go, Pastor Smotherman. And then this last week, one of the churches down in Las Cruces, I think it was Las Cruces, lost their pastor. They got a hold of our pastor and says, would you take over our church for us? He is now president of that church too. And they're setting up a system so that he can do the sermons from here and they'll stream into that church down there. And it's like Bringing It Boy says, shall not infringe is pretty direct. It is. But nobody's looking at it that way. And every service that we do, he starts it with what he has called, what is now being labeled as the rant. And in that rant, he uses law and God against our governor and what she's doing and what the government of our state is doing. And they're constantly trying to shut us down and he won't allow it. And I love it. More churches need to be that way. More churches need to say, hey, now wait a minute. You don't have the right to do what you're doing. And that is where this whole thing stands now. If more churches will do what mine has done, the government would not hold anywhere near the power that they do now. Because the church could limit it very easily and quite a bit. I just got informed that I've got about 90 minutes left. I decided to do just an hour-long show tonight. And I am glad that Bringing It Boy was here. He gave me some really good information. And I'm glad that GSK Rocks America was here. I'm glad to see that. I had a phone call in my phone call queue. That's my 111 number, which I never answer because every time I do, they never say anything. So they're just here to listen. But we will be back next week. And hopefully what I'll do next week is I've got my new computer now. I've been working on getting all of my stuff onto it. It's a little bit more difficult because I don't have USB ports on it. So I had to figure out a way to get stuff onto this computer without using them. And I had to add all of my bumper music and stuff like that. But we will be back next week. And hopefully next week we will have a full two-hour show. And I will talk to you all later. God bless you all.